A Brave Victory, Chapter 3, Afraid of the Dark.
Stop it! Go away!
Keen's panicked cry shot across the hallway to where Ari was brushing her teeth. She immediately stepped over and flipped on the light in his room.
What's wrong, Keen?
She asked as she sat next to him on his bed. He jumped onto her lap and buried his face in her shoulder. He was shaking all over.
I saw them coming! Two giant monsters!
He pointed to the closet with eyes full of terror. Ari held him close until he settled down. This was not unusual for Keen. His fear of the dark had roused his parents and Ari often, especially over the last year. Each time, one of them would lay down next to him until he fell asleep again.
You know, Keen, when I was little, like you, I used to be afraid of the dark, too.
Keen looked straight into Ari's eyes and asked very seriously,
You were little? But you're big!
Yep, giggled Ari. Once I was little like you, but I grew. They lay back down side by side, looking up at the ceiling.
I'll be right back, Keen, said Ari. I just thought of something.
Ari was back in a flash with a package of glow-in-the-dark stars. She climbed up onto Keen's dresser and stuck them right above his bed, then lay down next to him.
Can you see those, Keen?
Sort of, but not really.
Keep your eyes on them. Don't look away.
Ari reached up and turned the light out again.
Can you see them now?
Ooh, a whole bunch, Keen said, pointing and trying to count them.
Guess what, Keen? Do you know who is in the room above your ceiling?
Mommy and Daddy.
That's right. And who comes down at night and hugs you if you cry?
Daddy.
Yep, Daddy is big and strong and he loves you so much. He doesn't want you to be afraid, so he comes down to be with you. He did the same thing for me when I was little. Now, come over here by the window.
But it's dark out there,
Keen replied as fear began to creep back in.
Actually, I see light. Lots of lights, said Ari.
She pulled Keen close to her side and pointed to all the bright stars in the darkness.
Just look at all those stars. Do you know who is above all of them?
Daddy?
Asked Keen, looking confused.
Well, yes, kind of, smiled Ari. God is our Father who lives in heaven. We have a heavenly Father who loves us and an earthly Father who loves us too.
Sometimes Daddy can't come to be with you because he's not here, but God will always be with you. He says so in the Bible. The Lord your God is with you wherever you go. That means when it's light and when it's dark. Ari and Keen lay back down, staring up at the stars on the ceiling.
Heavenly Father, Ari prayed, show Keen that you are bigger and stronger than everything, and that you will always be with him, even in the dark.
After trying several times to count all the stars, Keen was fast asleep. Later, Mom came into Ari's room to say goodnight.
Ari, do you really believe what you told Keen just now?
Of course I do. She was a little shocked at the question. I wouldn't lie to him. He's my little brother.
Just making sure.
I'm totally amazed at how God used you to calm him down. Your confident declaration of God's love for him is exactly what he needed. She hugged Ari tightly. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, show Ari that you are bigger and stronger than everything, and that you will always be there with her in all her successes and failures. Amen. Good night, honey. I love you.